Welcome to the High Velocity Radio Show, where we celebrate top performers producing better results in less time. I'm your host, Stone Payton, and in the studio with me this morning is my good friend and co-host, Lee Cantor. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Mr. Stone. How are things in your world?
Everything is going really well for me. I was informed yesterday afternoon that I am to wear a tuxedo to my nephew Max's wedding in October. So that was news to me.
So you decided not to go?
No.
That wasn't a deal killer for you?
I will be there, and I will get my tux out of the closet, which I bet you can't do.
I cannot do that. I am not the owner of a tuxedo.
So I'm excited about that. We're going to have a lot of fun in October. And then I think that's the same weekend, and we're gonna go straight from there. You and I are headed out to Louisville to talk to our buds in the franchising world.
That's right, to take a look at the franchise opportunities that are out there and learn something about that industry.
That's right, because we think if we can do it, anybody can. Is that our premise on the
that
franchise?
That is the premise.
Well, let's take our best stab at it this morning. It's time for our special that we do periodically with the Sandy Springs Perimeter Chamber of Commerce, and we have with us, back to the Business Radio X microphone, Director of Communications, Ms. Christine Heller. How you doing, Sunshine?
I'm doing fine. How are you today?
I'm doing well. You look very refreshed, maybe a little bit tan. I don't know. What do you do? You tell us, what's the story?
Well, after 10 days of vacation up north, trying to get away from the heat, I'm back in cold Atlanta.
So that was the tour of the family up there?
Family and friends, yes.
And how'd that go?
Very nice. Very nice. It's always good to get away.
They were able to get along without you?
Yes.
Do they want you back? Are they trying to woo you back
to
the Northeast?
Yes. I said I'd never move back there. I don't want to drive in snow.
Yes.
So get us caught up. What's happening at the chamber that our listeners need to know about?
Well, we just finished up another of our monthly Bagels and Business meetings, and I understand it was a success. We had an interesting speaker. Christopher Tomlinson from SRTA was talking all about what's going on with the tollways and is the toll really going to go away on Georgia 400 and stuff like that.
So is it?
It is supposed to.
Right, by the end of the year sometime,
yes,
right?
Yes. I wasn't there this morning.
He did guarantee that it was going away.
Excellent.
Did he really?
He wouldn't be pinned down to an exact date, but perhaps in the around Thanksgiving.
Okay. Good.
And was there any talk about the, because I heard him on the radio not too long ago talking about how it might impact traffic, the traffic that used to not travel down 400 would be, and was there any talk of that?
A little bit, yeah. But they don't know exactly how that's going to play out. We were guaranteed that there will be a continuous three lane through all of the construction. So, you know, three lanes going in, three lanes continuing through, three lanes going out. And went over the plan and also the impact of the new interchange at 285.
Mm-hmm. Lots of good stuff. So who do you have with us?
Today we have the person who just spoke, Carolyn Axt, who is the Executive Director of Leadership Sandy Springs and the Chairperson of the Chamber's Workforce Development Alliance. Also we have Irene Schweiger, who is the Executive Director of the Sandy Springs Education Force.
Well, welcome, ladies. And Carolyn, they told me you would talk before you even got introduced, so you're living up to your advance press. But we are delighted to have you. How about, let's start with you, if we could. Give us a little bit of an overview about Leadership Sandy Springs. Mission, purpose, what are you guys trying to accomplish?
Leadership Sandy Springs is an organization developed to bring together all different facets of the community. Nonprofits, businesses, of course, a large and small, government, educators, sort of a nexus where we all learn together about our community, develop connections, and explore and develop leaders. We do some individual leadership development and prepare our civic leaders for, individuals for civic leadership. Have some members of leadership that are going to be running for offices coming up. Many of them serve on committees for the city, for our nonprofits. Many of our executive directors, including Irene, mm-hmm. have been through the program, as has Christine. So it's an exciting time.
So now you're here to talk about the Workforce Development Alliance. Is that right?
That I am.
So why don't
change
you
hats.
Change hats a little bit. So why don't you kind of give us an overview of that?
The Chamber really recognizes that in order to have a vibrant and growing community, we have got to have a well-prepared workforce that has the skills that are going to be needed in the 21st century that meets the needs of our business community. Mm-hmm. So in doing that, the chamber said, what can we do? And we formed the Workforce Development Alliance, which brings together educators, students, business people, community leaders, to find ways that we can make connections. Sometimes it's not as much about implementing a particular program as it is building connections and utilizing resources. Our partner organization, Sandy Springs Education Force, which Irene heads up, is actually key because they are hands and feet on the ground right now working in our public schools. So partnering with them and with businesses, we can find ways that resources from business can impact schools. Schools can, we develop internships, mentorships, programs where right now we're working on a program where you can have business curriculum that they already have employed in our schools and get some actual real life experiences for our students.
So in that case, the business has maybe a need and then they look towards the education, you know, the schools to help them train the people at that point, or at least get them kind of familiar with what they're trying to accomplish. So that way when they graduate, they're ready to go rather than joining the company and then the company starting from scratch training them. Is that
well,
the thinking?
I think so much it's not as much as specific training as it is a general development, but certainly understanding business, understanding whatever the skills are if you're going into graphic design, working very closely with our post-secondary institutions. Sandy Springs is a wonderful resource for post-secondary training. So it's sort of this seamless development of students. We're hearing from businesses they're not getting people that are prepared. And so let's see what we can do.
Does that sound like a familiar song?
Yeah, really. Now, Irene, the education, the Sandy Springs Education Force, are you, how young are the kids you're talking to?
Well, Sandy Springs Education Force, actually, our mission is to inspire and work with our students in all of our 11 Sandy Springs public schools. So it's our 7 elementary, 2 middle, and 2 high schools. And what we do is we, as Carolyn had indicated, we engage our business, our civic, our community leaders, and offer supplemental programs in our schools so that all of our students will graduate and be able to live up to their potential. And in doing so, with the initiative in the Workforce Development Alliance, we try to see what the needs are in the businesses, try to see how we might be able to turn around and help our students to succeed. So, for example, one of the things that we hear about is the students really, they don't know how to interview for a job, they don't know how to write a resume, they, you know, they have those, that's a basic, what we call soft skills that they're lacking. And so we partner with Junior Achievement, who really wrote the book on this. I mean, they are the experts. We don't need to rewrite a curriculum when they have a standard internationally, actually. So we bring that program last year to all the 10th graders at North Springs High School. And the students then learn how you interview, how you write a resume, how do you present yourself. And these are critical skills. So in a way, that's kind of how we're all working together. The bottom line is if we all work together and we recognize these skills gaps, et cetera, we will be able to bring Sandy Springs, this whole initiative, up levels and really benefit everyone, business, community, our students.
Do you have any metrics for success? Like, how do you know you're doing a good job?
We do. Junior Achievement does have, in this particular initiative, they do have metrics where we do pre- and post-testing to see how the students are doing. We have other programs that we also measure that we have.
So we hear a great deal around here about STEM, science, technology, engineering, and math. Mm-hmm. And I've had the pleasure of being invited to participate on a education collaborative board at TAG, and I recently judged a STEM contest awards thing. Are you guys running into that, and are you working with STEM at all?
Well, Irene can go into some more specifics, but those are certainly hot buttons, and we're hearing from all of our business community that we have got to have more students that are interested in STEM, that pursue STEM careers, pursue learning in STEM. And so that is a major initiative of the Workforce Development Alliance, and that has been a real focus of Sandy Springs Education Force.
Correct. We have identifying the notion that we do have big skills gap here in Georgia. One of our big focus areas is STEM. One of the big focus areas of SSAF is STEM. And we've had, for the past 3 years, we've had what we call an annual STEM event. For 3 years ago, we focused on space technology, and we had Dr. Robert Satcher, who's an astronaut, come to Sandy Springs, talk to our students.
Yes, it was awesome.
Next time you have an astronaut come to town, please bring him to the studio. We'd like to interview him,
and he had just come off the shuttle in November. And he was there in our schools in April, and how cool it was. He came to speak to the students. I mean, it was awesome. It really was. Then we had these interactive space exhibits at North Springs, and so we had busloads of kids from our feeder schools come in to see these, and things like moon boots or seeing the real-life spacesuit, and it was the planetarium. It was the Barney chair where they could see how you lose your equilibrium in space. Anyway, the idea was to inspire our kids. You want to inspire them. STEM is something that many students are saying, oh, I can't do that. That's for the real smart kids or whatever. But when you inspire them, when you show them it could be fun, it's a whole different world for them. So we found that to be very successful. The next year we did robotics, and we partnered with Georgia First, and we had robotics, same type of thing, no astronaut this time, but we had the robotics both at North Springs and at Riverwood. We invited students once again through all of our schools to come in to see the interactive robotic exhibits that were there. And then that evening at North Springs, we had a very large community event where we invited our business civic leaders, community leaders, to come in and listen to a dynamic speaker and then visit the exhibits. Once again, we're inspiring the students. This time, we're engaging our community, say, hey, yay, this is the way to go. Let's all get on this train because we're moving out and we are want to be in Sandy Springs, the people that really understand STEM and understand the importance of educating our kids about STEM. Then last year we focused on health science and technology. And this time we partnered with Georgia Tech Research Institute. And we brought in a number of different health science exhibits that were really, they were like in the venture capitalist stage. In other words, they come up with these ideas as like a think tank. And then those are things that get spun off into venture companies. So they were really unique ideas. It was great. Same thing, inspired our kids, invited our community to come in, be inspired. Now, and I just want to say, as a result of these events, of course, I love the show. I'm all about the show. But what we did is we offered grants, and we had sponsorship money because we asked companies to give us sponsorship money for it. And as a result, we're able to turn around to our schools and say, okay, well, you could write a grant maybe have an after-school program or robotics program in your school, and so we'll give them a grant to do that. And as a result, this past year, we had 8 schools apply. And the year before that, we had 6 schools that actually started robotics programs in their schools. So we don't only have the show, we also do what we say we're going to do, engage the kids.
I was just going to say, from a business perspective, if you look at the businesses in Sandy Springs, she mentioned healthcare this last time. We have a tremendous healthcare industry, outstanding healthcare presence here in Sandy Springs. Those people are going to need employees prepared. And if these kids don't stick with science, we're not just talking about doctors. You know, look at the careers that are important to our healthcare industry. That's vital to Sandy Springs economic development. Look at some of the new businesses that have come in, First Data, some of the other ones that are in the more computer IT fields.
AirWatch.
AirWatch has come in, even ICE now.
Right.
They're all very technology-oriented. And we have got to get the kids from kindergarten, they have to want to pursue this. They have to want to take that advanced algebra. The schools have courses in place, but unless the students are inspired to take those courses.
Right. And the thing that your point is well made is that these are kids at that age that are using technology, They're playing with iPads at 2 years old. So they're totally immersed in the technology, but it seems like there's that gap of they use it so often, but they don't think that they could be the ones that are actually doing, creating, designing, coding, programming. There's a gap there. They use it as entertainment, but they're not thinking that they can be part of actually creating the device or the programs that are on the device.
And equally important for a diverse community such as ours and for our businesses, everybody isn't always looking for the master's degree person. I'm not here to say that those aren't important, but I am here to say that there's a lot of outstanding careers that are going lacking for applicants.
Right.
With maybe 2 years of technical training, right, some specialized course development. And that's what SSEF is about, is reaching all students. Irene always uses the all, but I think we really need to emphasize
no, absolutely,
that in society in general across the United States, we cannot continue without having everybody prepared.
Right, and those vocational and technical schools are going to be that much more important as we move forward. Because, I mean, we have in here a lot of technology firms, and I believe their unemployment rate is like negative.
Yeah. You know,
as soon as somebody has
can't
a
find people.
Right, they're just hungry for there's Absolutely. Unfilled positions in a lot of technology firms. Yeah. That if we can just, you know, move a person in that direction.
So sometimes what we need to do is we need to, as you say, we need to move them in the direction. Like one of the things we did last year with the STEM event, when we brought it, we had it, as I said, in North Springs, but at Riverwood, we had it as part of the career fair. So we brought in 15 exhibits. And so we had people from the technical college come in, and they were showing the students how you do this ultrasound technology. You know, they were doing it on their throats, right, and showing them how you use this. And then next to them, we showed them the program. Okay, so it's an 18-month program. And then next to them, we had Northside Hospital that does the hiring. So I feel like we were just giving them the green line. I mean, this is what
right.
you
Right,
this
connect
is like,
the dots here.
This is, exactly.
Know? Just follow
exactly.
the line.
And I think that's what we really have to do more of, especially as Carolyn mentioned when I talk about my focus population, because we do focus on our students that would otherwise not have these opportunities. You may not know this, but 55% of the students in our Sandy Springs public schools are economically disadvantaged.
Yeah.
So those students really need somebody to come in there and help them, mentor them, help them, to give them a direction. They really do. And they could succeed. We could all succeed.
So, Christine, speak a little bit about how all three of these organizations play together. I mean, obviously, they're giving you plenty to talk about as Director of Communication. But how do the three of you collaborate, interact on a day-to-day, week-to-week basis?
Since we're really all about helping our local business community, mm-hmm. And the business community is composed of families, and families are composed of children, we want to attract economic development to the Sandy Springs area. We really need to ensure that we have a viable education system, viable economic partnerships with our companies so that we can attract more companies to come here. And we want, of course, to have the kids and the young people and the workforce to provide bodies to be hired by our local companies so they don't have to hire from outside of Sandy Springs. So we're all about, as Irene and Carolyn have said, we're all about promoting these partnerships, the communication, the conversations amongst the various people in the business community so that we can all make this happen for the students as well as the businesses.
One of the things that our outgoing chair mentioned at the chamber when he started the Workforce Alliance, he said, many times you're educating students and then they go off and then they stay off. We want them to come mm-hmm. back, educate them well here, bring them back here, mm-hmm. provide, you know, so that our businesses really have the cream of the crop to choose from. And then that's going to mean economic success for them.
Now, since Sandy Springs has an abundance, it seems, of like very large technology firms right here in its, I mean, it's for, I mean, Sandy Springs is kind of a mid-small size city compared to other cities in the country, but there seems to be an abundance of Fortune 500 big technology firms here, right?
Yes.
Are they getting actively involved in this, and are they, are you able to kind of encourage them to step up a little bit?
Very much so. Very much so. We've had we try to not have a lot of meetings, but we've had several meetings, and we're now where they have identified some of the needs that they have, some of the resources they have. And the chamber, working, thank heavens, with Christine, is working about connecting those resources. If we need speakers, they're providing speakers. Right now we're working with the Georgia Workforce Initiative out of the governor's office and the State Department of mm-hmm. Education, where we're looking actually at hardcore curriculum modules that the businesses teach as a part of their business, you know, right. hiring or in their education. And how can we make that information, that hard curriculum, that up-to-date skill development available in our high schools and in our post-secondary? And we have many of the local companies that are very much engaged. Northside Hospital's engaged, IBM is engaged, UPS is engaged, on and on. So it's exciting.
Now, early in the conversation, you guys talked a little bit about Leadership Sandy Springs, and you mentioned that both of these ladies are graduates of that
They are.
Program.
That's correct.
So I'd love for both of you, and we'll start with you, Irene, individually, just to speak to that experience a little bit. What was that like? Lay that out for us.
It really was a very, very valuable experience for me. For myself, I was very involved prior to being in leadership class with the educational initiatives in Sandy Springs. I was very large community advocate for all of our schools, and I don't know, since forever, it seems to me. But when I went to the leadership program, it exposed me to all the other areas, and then you could see how all the pieces fit. So, and what happens is in the leadership class, it's a blended module. So in other words, you'll maybe have somebody from the banking industry, and you'll have somebody from real estate, and you have somebody from a big business and a small business. So you have everyone's different perspective. So not only do you learn about the different areas that make up a city, like economic development and community services and education, et cetera, but you also have that blend of those people that are in the class that, you know, kind of just kind of modulate. All of a sudden you sit back and you start understanding from a large company perspective, how education might fit into the whole picture, et cetera. So it was invaluable for me, especially in the job that I have now, where I am dealing with everyone. And I have to proudly say that on my board, and I have 21 people on my board, 9 of them are leadership grads. So to Carolyn's point, you graduate people to be civic leaders, and I can tell you that's exactly what happens. And I know other nonprofits have the same situation on their boards. But for me, it's invaluable because then now I've got their skill set, all those kind of skill sets on my board. And it's fabulous. I can't say enough about the program, really. It's fabulous.
Ooh, paid ad.
Yeah, I think you need to carve that segment out and put it on.
It's true. It's
going on our website.
So,
and Christine, too.
I'm not going to ask you to top that, but I would like to get your perspective, Christine.
Like she said. I just graduated from the 2013 class.
Oh, wow.
And, for a position, a person in my position as a communications director for the chamber, it was an invaluable experience because though I thought I knew a lot about Sandy Springs, I'd lived here for a while and been involved in a number of different things, it blew me away how much more there was to what's going on behind the scenes in all the different areas. I think the people that put this program together, kudos to Carolyn and her team, have really thought of everything. And I think I can speak for the rest of the classmates from my class anyway. We had fun. We learned a lot. And we made connections with people that we never would have had we not gone through 9-10 months of, you know, intensive programs together. And it's given me so much of a feeling of belonging, mm-hmm. and it's also given me so many options to figure out how I'm going to give back to my community. Everyone is encouraged to find their own special kind of purpose, if you will, as a result, because there's like so many areas you can't do everything.
Right.
So I think it's a fabulous program, and I encourage anyone who's interested in getting involved in the community to check it out.
Now, Carolyn, who are the people that can become part of Leadership Sandy Springs? Like, how do they go through that program? Is it open to anybody?
We accept applications from the individual. We seek out nominations from targeted businesses, mm-hmm. from alumni. And if people come to us through our website or stop and fill out an application with me, we then meet with them to see. And then we select a balanced class of people that have leadership skills, that mm-hmm. have demonstrated abilities, and put together a balanced class that is truly representative of our community. So people have asked me, I'm just retiring. Is it too late for me to do the program? In our community, no. It's about the nexus. It's about having young people that are just establishing their families here. It's about people that are retiring, and many of them have used this as a jumping off point to other careers, if you will,
right.
now that they've retired.
And so you have to be a Sandy Springs resident?
You must live and or work in Sandy Springs.
Uh-huh.
And you must have demonstrated through your involvement, either through work or other volunteer work or your, you know, basically a resume, that you will be able to take what you've learned and multiply it.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're really looking at promoting. You may be applying it in your business.
Mm-hmm.
You may be with a medium-sized business. And quite frankly, where you are in your career and where your business is, you're not going to go and have time to serve on Irene's board. But the collaborative leadership development, and that's where a lot of it, working in diverse teams, mm-hmm. your ability to work effectively in bringing together partnerships, you may be using that in your business directly as a business,
sure.
right. you know, giving back to your business. Because if you're growing your mid-sized business or your small business and you're here in Sandy Springs, you're helping with economic development.
Sure.
You're helping grow our city. So we're really looking at, we're all about growing Sandy Springs.
So now the age group is like post-college. Mm-hmm. You're just starting your career mm-hmm. all the way up to any age.
Yes.
And then Christine mentioned that it was 10, 12 months is the program?
The program is, about a 10-month program. We start off in September with a kickoff. Mm-hmm. And we have program days. We have an opening retreat. We have a closing retreat in May and our graduation. And then the,
What is it month to month? Like what are you doing every when you're part of this?
You're attending a program day devoted to a topic, and it's going to vary every single day. The first one out of the box is Government Day. Learn about Sandy Springs. Mm-hmm. Take a tour of Sandy Springs. Hear from the city manager. Hear from the various departments. Understand how our city functions. Ending with Environmental Day, where you learn about our parks. You learn about environmental issues. So each day, I don't teach the class.
Right.
I learn. That's what has been really helpful as I've gone on with my chamber involvement in the Workforce Development Alliance, because I hear from the experts. I hear from the speakers. They're the ones that make the class, not me. I just sort of bring people together. it's not, the class isn't a standalone. Once you're in Leadership Sandy Springs, we then have ongoing events for our alumni so that you continue to enhance your connections, you continue to have leadership development opportunities, and you continue to have ways to get engaged in your community.
So what do you guys need and want most? And I recognize I may get three different answers, but I'll start with Irene. What do you guys need and want most? You need more participants? You need more sponsors? More radio spots? What do you need?
Oh, for the Workforce Development Alliance.
Well, and Sandy Springs Education.
You get an ad right. time.
Yay. Okay. So, well, Sandy Springs Education Force, as I said, we really try to engage our community into our programs. Last year, we impacted 3,000 kids in our schools in a number of different ways. And we have a very large after-school program at one of our middle schools. And really, the focus, once again, is on students that would otherwise go home to an empty apartment, would not have any opportunities. And we have a program that it's part of it. First hour is academics, second hour is enrichment, martial arts and robotics, things that they wouldn't be able to do. And we found last year that it had a largely demonstrated increase in their CRCT scores, the all-powerful CRCT scores we all know about, and grades, et cetera. So we know it's doing what it needs to be done. It's an expensive program. So, yes,
we need
funds to keep it going. And we want, you know, we really, this is a direction that we'd like to go for many of our schools, not just for our Sandy Springs Charter Middle School where this program is, but it's expensive. So I think that probably funding is our biggest issue right now as we move out. We've got tremendous amount of credibility within all our schools. We work with the principals. The principals determine. They have strategic plans. We know how we're going to target what programs we need. So we're all working together to try to address this mission to get all of our students engaged and all of them graduating. Some of our programs, to the point we do bring our businesses in there, we have what we call role model programs where we will bring in leaders to come once a month to speak to students that would be at risk of not graduating. And how important it is, these leaders will tell them, well, this is where I was at, and I found that it's really important to graduate high school because this is where I'm at, and you can be here too, type of thing. So we do a lot of that where we'll bring in our business people and have them actually mentor and talk to our students. We have programs where we encourage our kids to seek post-secondary opportunities. Students that, you know, once again, they don't have maybe the nagging mother that I was, you know, where these students would turn around. I mean, there was no, and my child was going to college. I mean, they had no choice. But see, a lot of these students, their parents may not have graduated from high school. So We meet with them during the year. We bring them volunteers to really sit down with them, talk about their future, talk about where they can go. And then in many cases, because they can't afford it, we give them the $50 for the application fee. And I tell you, 80% of the kids in this program, are going on to post-secondary institutions.
Wow.
Awesome. It's very exciting.
So, and so when you think about it, you say, well, what is it? Well, we have the volunteers to help them. That's good. But it's the $50 application fee. You know, that's the difference. That could be the difference in a whole child's life, I'm telling you. And so it is amazing. And I guess the person that runs, we have it running at both schools, both Riverwood High School and North Springs High School. When the person, the graduation coach at Riverwood talks about it, I mean, the tears start streaming down her eyes because she can't believe it. It's like a life-changing thing for not a lot of money.
Now, are there kids that are trying to get in this, but because they don't have the $50, they can't participate?
No. No, we don't. There are students, they are identified by the graduation coaches as students that would be on target to graduate,
right,
but they just have no idea what they want to do. So in many instances, it ends up to be our focus population where really they don't have the mentors that they
right.
need. They don't have to pay to go in. What happens is when they start with the program and then a volunteer will identify various schools for them. So, for example, they might say, you know, this is a great program, and a two-year program, and you can come out as an ultrasound technician, and you're interested in this kind of tactical kind of stuff. And they point them in the direction. But then the student may not be able to turn around and apply to that school because they didn't have the initiative to know that, you know, if you're economically disadvantaged, you have to fill out all these forms
right.
and how to do that 2 years ago or a year ago or whatever. So that's when they need the $50 to put the application in. And that's what SSCF pays them. We give them the money.
You're helping fund that. So then not
Correct.
Only can they – you're helping motivate them to consider going to a two-year college – but also you're helping fund the application
exactly.
and to help them fill it out and to get it.
Exactly. We're doing
wow.
the whole thing. Once again, it's the same thing I talked about before. It's you just have to show these kids. You show them.
Yeah.
But in this instance, we also – they need a helping hand. They need a helping hand. They need that little push.
Right.
That,
like sometimes you need help, but sometimes you need a helper. And you
mm-hmm.
guys are
exactly.
you're serving both roles.
Yeah. It's really
filling
exciting.
Filling out a FAFSA.
Yeah.
We have accountants that volunteer that go ahead and actually help them fill out those silly forms.
Yeah, I could use some help on that one myself. I remember that one.
Yeah. So yeah, it's money and time.
Wow.
Exactly.
So how about you? You need money too for other things?
Well, Leadership Sandy Springs is always looking for sponsors. It's as much about the dollars as it is about relationships, because you guys are going to laugh. I'm going to say it again. We must support our local businesses, and because that's the way we grow our community, is by supporting our local businesses. And so they come in and they may provide a breakfast, but we then provide a lot of publicity for them. And it's about a synergy. It's about working together. The Workforce Development Alliance. So, of course, yes, I need sponsorships. We're always looking for good people. We're looking for nominations. We do a community volunteer day. Volunteers are... We need them. We've got Movies by Moonlight coming up. We need people to come out and enjoy it.
Right.
The Workforce Development Alliance, which is really, really now taking off, and I don't want to say at a crossroads because there's no option we're going forward, but we need individuals that are business people that believe in the importance of workforce development and have the time. Lots of people believe in it. But it's difficult to carve out the time to either be willing to go speak to students or be willing to work with us as we develop the programs that are going to bring the connectivity together. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I think we need people that are interested in all of these areas because people make things happen.
This is what I like so much about doing this special with you guys, Christine, because you're so committed to connecting all of these organizations and helping them get the word out about the good work that they're doing for the community. It's man, this is fun.
Yes, it is. It's the best job in the world.
Let's not neglect the folks right directly in your camp either, though. Make sure that our listeners know about any upcoming events or stuff like that. Or are you totally out of the picture and you don't know because you just got back from vacation?
Oh, I know.
Christine knows what's on tap.
She's up to snuff. All right. Yeah, lay it on us.
Well, we have networking events coming up morning, noon, and night. We have networking at noon on the second and fourth Thursday of each month. And we have the our combined tag perimeter SSPC luncheon coming up on the 27th at Villa Christina. Barry McCarthy, the president of the U.S. Financial Services at First Data, will be the speaker. That would be very interesting. Also, we are doing some after-hours kinds of events for those people who can't get away during the day. We're going to be meeting at Powers Ferry Landing Area, 6190 Powers Ferry, on the 27th after work. And then we have our Tuned Up Tuesdays, which is coming up in September at Three Sheets. We also have an educational series coming up on the 28th about avoiding wage and hour liability. And we also have coffee and contacts coming up at the end of the month at Jason's Deli. So there's a little something for everyone.
No kidding. And what was it? Grits and gumbo, pie and potatoes, beer and bagels. It was
I
something
like
you had at the top of the hour.
Bagels in business.
Bagels in
upcoming
business.
Events. Well, we could think about some of those options.
Well, hey, I'm here to help any way that I can.
Pie and potatoes.
Just you can help us by getting people out, getting people engaged, because that's what makes a vibrant chamber.
All right.
People to come out. And they get just as much out of it as the chamber
Absolutely.
Does. I mean, we're not just about supporting Christine's chamber. We're about supporting the businesses that form
sure.
the chamber.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Now, Carolyn, you want to give the website of your groups?
Leadership Sandy Springs is www.leadershipsandysprings.org. And there's a way, a contact on there that you can email us if you have questions or want to get involved or have any connections. Or simply director@leadershipsandysprings.org. We love to hear from everybody.
And Irene?
And Sandy Education Force, the website is www.sandyspringseducationforce.org. And just a little heads up, a little sneak peek, we're going to have another STEM event this February. And we're looking to, once again, partner with GTRI, and we're probably going to focus on energy initiatives. So it'll be a lot of fun. We're formulating that right now.
And Christine, let's leave them with coordinates for you guys.
sspchamber.org.
Carolyn, Irene, it has been an absolute delight having you in the studio. You got to come back from time to time and keep us caught up on your efforts. A very inspiring, informative conversation, and I've enjoyed every minute of it.
Well, thank you so much for having us. It's always fun to talk. And you know, when we get to talk about organizations.
You can tell that Carol and I just love talking about organization, can't you? Absolutely.
You did seem to take to it pretty well.
Yeah, right.
Christine, fantastic job. Always a pleasure having you, and I can't wait till the next time.
Thank you very much.
But until then, this is Stone Payton for Lee Cantor and everyone here at the Business Radio X family saying we'll see you in the Fast Lane.